inside for Bowl 2. Tarp went on the field right around 5:45. It rained up until about 7:05. Brownscrew did a great job to get this field ready for play. Fly ball toward left center. Nathan Church is called off by Michael Ciani, who makes the catch for the first out of this ballgame. Redbirds retire Tristan Peters to start the ballgame. He's been a thorn in the side of the Redbirds this season. This is the 13th meeting between the Memphis Redbirds and Durham Bulls in 2025. Previous 12 were in Durham, North Carolina. Emerson Pereira, right fielder, bats right side and takes one just inside. Wilkerson did not face Durham when he was a Louisville bat. He's faced just Gwinnett and Norfolk as a member of the Memphis Redbirds. 2-0 count. The year after he spent the full season in the KBO with the Lotte Giants, his 2-0 pitch. That's just on the corner, 2-1. International League Pitcher of the Week back in May, and really could have won Pitcher of the Week 2 weeks back, but Curtis Taylor won that award after he went 7 shutout innings with fewer hits allowed just the next night. Taylor faced just 1 above the minimum in that strike. The Redbirds starting staff with consecutive shutout strikes. They have been pitching very well since the calendar turned past the All-Star break. He's worked the count back 4 against Pereira, who has 19 home runs and 57 runs batted in this season. Swing and miss, strike 3, a cutter under the zone, and that's the first strikeout for Wilkerson. 2 up and 2 down for him to strike the ball game. One of those that just rolls off the table. Plateaued at the knees until it sacked your ankles. Here's Bob Seymour. He's having a 2023 Lucan Baker type season. See the big frame for him at the plate. Takes one upstairs. How about his numbers on the season? 26 home runs with 83 runs batted in, and it is just August. Early August at that. It's 2 months to add to those numbers without a call-up, of course. On his way to, will likely be an International League MVP award. Thing Baker won in 23, as that's on the corner strike. Of course, Lucan yesterday was claimed off waivers by the Los Angeles Dodgers. He has been sent to Oklahoma City. Redbird COKC in Oklahoma a couple weeks from now. 1-2 pitch to Seymour. That's low and away, a changeup at 86. 36-year-old right-handed pitcher getting the strike for the Redbirds tonight. See him tonight and on Sunday afternoon, the series finale. Pops up out of play. This one's playable for Church and Ciani. Church doesn't have a beat. They both lose it in the lights. Seymour's going to round second. He's going to have a stand-up triple just in time. Ran out of gas running into third base. Vermeen thought he got the tag in. And with the twilight skies here on cloud coverage, neither outfielder could see the baseball. Yeah, I'd admit anything in the air, it's pretty much immediately lost no matter where you are in the ballpark right now. Neither of them had a beat on it at any point. Just able to get that foot in. A two-out triple for Bob Seymour. He's at third base for Dominic Keegan. There's a strike. That is, believe it or not, Seymour's third triple of the season. That's one off the team lead. 0-1. On the ground towards short, J.J. Weatherall deep in the hole and throws him out. And scoreless inning for Aaron Wilkerson. Strands a two-out triple. Redbirds see the plate when we come back. Bottom one up next. The defensive alignment for the Durham Bulls here on this Tuesday night. Trey Morgan in left, Peters in center, Pereira is on right. Murray Williams, Westbrook, and Bob Seymour on the infield. Keegan catching, Van Bell, Piper will bat ninth and get the half. Bat off as the designated hitter. First pitch to Jose Fermin is fouled off. It's right-handed pitcher Brian Van Bell making his Tampa Bay Rays organizational debut here. He was acquired at the deadline from the Cincinnati Reds in a trade for Zach Little. On the ground toward third, it's just foul. He's tagged by Murray over there anyway. That trade a couple of days ago was the second time he's been traded this season as we take a look at the Memphis lineup. Mother Hope and Church do up in this first inning behind Jose. Brooks, Jordan, Kaperniak, Prieto, Ciani, and Lloyd. Bottom third is Bulls have trouble with the pitch comp system. Keegan and Van Bell working with one another for the first time, of course. Right here to Van Bell out of Pembroke Pines, Florida. 28-year-old. Much of his career in the Red Sox organization dating back to 2021 through the start of this season, made 12 appearances with AAA Worcester there, 0-2 inside. And was designated for assignment about halfway through the and traded to the Reds for cash. And 7 strikes for Louisville, then was traded at the deadline. That's Lowell, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Has not faced the Memphis Redbirds this season. To two. Hard but on the ground. Back in from Williams. A good throw. It's way offline though. Hits the time. Fernandez going to head to second and will get there. That I had to try to put a ton on the throw as he was deep in the hole with the good speed of Vermeulen busting it down the line. Just shanked it. Looked fine on the hand, but it was well offline. Redbirds have a run in scoring position, a chance to score the game's first run. J.J. Weatherholt steps in. That'll be a single and a throwing error, E6. Williams, the shortstop for Durham, one of the top 10 shortstops in baseball, according to the prospect rankings. J.J. Weatherholt, one of those as well. He flies one deep toward left field. Troy Morgan, backing up near the wall, will make the catch. One away in the first. Mound sound for Weatherholt off of a changeup. It's low and away. He hit it away. Has nothing to show for it. Here's Nathan Church. Tristan Peters, the center fielder, back to his position after checking the alignment card. Church takes one low and in. Nathan still has been so consistent since joining the Memphis Redbirds. Just about 2 months with the Birds now, still hitting .341. Now more trouble with that pitch comp system. Home plate umpire Ty Krause getting involved in the conversation. Now they're going to send one of the bat boys out to the bullpen. He'll have a long run to go pick up some new technology. Bullpen guys will reach over the railing, hand him a new pitch con system. Bobbled it a couple of times, dropped it. And here it comes. He'll get a nice round of applause and get his steps in for the day. And this one's not working either. Now finally has the thumbs up. Church back in, 1-0 count on him. Runner at second base with one away. First pitch with a fastball below the knees. Outside for Bean at second base, an infield single. Advanced to second on the throwing error. That's outside. Durham, one of the better teams at home and on the road. They're 10 games up at home, 11 games up away from home. But the Redbirds have played 12 games in Durham and did well to go .500 against the Bulls. There's a strike, 3-1.
Careful.
Change the strike first here. Tomahawked in the air toward left again. A little more shallow than Weatherholt's fly ball, but same result. Back-to-back flies to Trey Morgan in left field. Jimmy Cross is up to him with two outs in this frame. He leads the team with 68 runs batted in. I've learned a lot about that man, Troy Morgan, in this series. One of the smoothest ball players in minor league baseball. Swing and miss. Crooks hit his 12th home run on Sunday. That also leads the team. That's long. When Birds last saw Durham, the series after the second half began, and Birds lost that series 4-2, swing and miss. But just a month earlier, the Redbirds took 4-6 at Durham. That left in May. Michael McGreevy had one of his best starts of the season in that one. Redbirds scored a ton of runs against a team that has a very good pitching staff. There's low and away. Redbirds scored 5 runs or more in every game of that series back in May. You look at the pitching staff that has an International League leading 1-2-3 whip as a team this season. Also second in ERA. Ground ball towards second. It's Westbrook there. Throws to first in time to end the inning. Redbirds get a runner in scoring position to strike the frame and strand him there. We head into second with no score. The aforementioned series history between these two teams this season. A lot of close games in that last series at Durham. The Durham Bulls overall play a ton of close games. And the big-time run support for the Memphis Redbirds pitching staff, outscoring Durham by 8 runs overall. They try to keep that mark marching on here tonight. Aaron Wilkerson worked around a... can't really call it a sun ball against a twilight triple. But 2 outs in that first inning. Otherwise would have been a 1-2-3 frame. Faces Trey Morgan here. Morgan coming off of a fantastic Arizona Fall League this past offseason and really proved himself in their first strike. And not only proved himself, but also caught the eyes of a lot of people around baseball and really impressed with just how MLB-ready he seemed with all of the outside aspects of his game, how smooth he played. He rounds out to second. Start the second inning, one away. Here's Carson Williams, the shortstop. Throwing air for him in the bottom half of last inning. Did not hurt Durham. That's found away. He and J.J. Weatherholt right next to one another in the top 10 shortstop rankings, according to MLB Pipeline. Just outside the top 5, so that's lowered away. Line drive down the left field line, it hooks foul. Williams started the season off with a big-time slump. He was batting under 200 for a good portion of the campaign. First 51 matchups, he was hitting 173. Lines that one foul down the left field line. Since then, he's got the average up to 259 and has 12 homers in that span. OPS of 886 in his last 46 games, which has propelled him to top 10 in the International League in a handful of categories. Runs scored. Scored 62 times. That's ninth. He's tied 10th with 18 home runs. Outside. Facing a guy in Wilkerson who has had a fantastic campaign numbers-wise. The really only negative are the 21 home runs allowed. And they're on the corner, called strike three, backwards K. Places the fastball right on the black, and he struck out two so far. Good firm spot. A lot of arm side run there to break back over the plate. Two up and two down for the consecutive frame. Here's Tanner Murray. He takes one just off the plate. Wilkerson just works quickly, does not use more than 10 seconds on that pitch clock. That's outside. He strike back two Wednesdays ago now. Was the fastest Memphis Redbird game since the final game of the season back in 2007. Nine-inning game, of course. There's a foul ball off the screen, 2-1. It's also the fastest nine-inning game since the tracking logs go back all the way to 2005. Here's his 2-1 pitch. Swing and miss. He tried to murder the fastball at 89. It's well up and well inside, 2-2. Oh. Rain system has left the area, and so has the wind. Everything's stagnant out there. 2-2. Skips in full count. Wilkerson's last strike went four innings, allowed two runs on Norfolk. There's the flag. Get the night off. Full count pitch. Off the fist. We'll do it again. Two strikeouts for him. One swinging gun. Ferreira on a changeup. Williams just now looking on a fastball on the corner. His 3-2 pitch to Murray. Is just low. It's ball four. And the first walk against Wilkerson is a two-out free pass to Tanner Mark Murray. Extended the inning for Jamie Westbrook. Westbrook hitting 266 in 2025. It takes one just off the floor. Let me get that H spot for Durham here in this first game of a six-game week-long series. First trip to Memphis this season for the Durham Bulls. 1-0. 1-1. Thirty-year-old right-handed hitter signed a minor league free agent deal this past offseason. Bounce that off. He's in a two-strike count. 21 games in his major league career, 1,212 games in his minor league career coming into this campaign for Westbrook. Last year, 102 games with the Worcester Red Sox. Check on the runner at first base. Murray back with ease. It was 21 games all with Boston last season. Two homers, seven runs batted in with a 150 batting average. Good lead at first. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and miss for strike three, and Wilkerson has struck out three, scoreless through two runs to the plate. When we come back. In this 2025 campaign, 21 games above 500 heading into this game, and we kind of tease that they play a ton of close games. How about that number? A quarter of their most recent 32 games have been decided by three runs or fewer. Coming off of a six-game series at Gwinnett back here in Memphis, 12 on the road consecutively. Here as they go to the traditional signs to face Blaze Jordan leading off this bottom of the second inning. An exciting bat playing nearby his hometown, South Haven, Mississippi, attended DeSoto Central High School, and hits the ball for miles when he gets a hold of him. Cracks one on the ground this time. Back in by the third baseman, Murray. A high throw and throw it away. A second throwing error in as many innings. Leads off a Fram. And Blaze Jordan is on in his first at-bat as a Memphis Redbird in Memphis. Five all the way. Bob Seymour not tall enough for that throw from Murray. And a leadoff runner on in consecutive frames. Vermeen was granted at second base. Birds will try to do something with Jordan at first. Here's Kopierniak. All of a sudden, you look up. He has 10 home runs on the season. Having his hottest stretch over the last month. Tapper towards Seymour at first. Pirouettes throws to second. No return throw. Redbirds replace speed of Kaepernick at first with Jordan as the force out. Here's Prieto. Kaepernick had another really strong week last week at 333. Couple of homers and eight more runs batted in for him. He'll run at first base. Here's Cesar. How about Prieto's road trip? 8 for 19. He's now with 99 base hits. Leads the team by far. He had consecutive four-hit games. One to end the series here in Memphis, and then the first game at Norfolk. Thanks to strike at the corner. To become the first Renbird to 100 base hits this season in game number 107. That takes a low. Never mind, a strike. And says I will challenge that one. It was a slider. We'll see where it ended up. It was indeed in the strike zone. Redbirds are 0 for 1 on challenges. They have one left. Ty Krause has been perfect 1 for 1 against challenges tonight. Pernyak held on by Seymour. Swing and miss for strike three. Went back to off speed. This time a changeup. First strikeout for Van Bell in a Durham Bulls uniform. That's a good pick. Here's Ciani. That's low. Bye-bye. Michael had one of his best weeks of the season in Norfolk, as really did the Memphis offense. They absolutely lit up the Norfolk Tides with their bats on that next half inning, but he hit 389 on that road trip, 7 for 18. He drove in four, walked four times, used his speed as Kaepernick tries to here. Pitch was outside, and Matt dives in first, has a stolen base. He's in scoring position. Good jump on the right-handed Van Bell, and Birds can take the lead for the first time tonight with a base hit. On the ground toward first, Seymour waits back on it. He'll flip to Van Bell, and that ends the inning. Redbirds have stranded two in scoring position through two. We head to the third on MILB.TV. I'm Redbirds back to 8 games above 500 as Blaze Jordan makes his AutoZone Park debut tonight. The South Haven, Mississippi native, he grounded to third and reached on a throwing error in that second inning. Redbirds look to improve upon a 25-24 home record this year. Team that leads the league in batting average, leads the league in runs scored in the 20-team International League. The guy like Aaron Wilkerson and what he's done so far in a Redbird uniform. You feel good with that lineup against the Bulls. He's two scoreless so far. He struck out three. Right, for the last to see him for the first time, the designated hitter. Oh, two. Tagged pretty well toward deep right center field. Michael Ciani will range under it and make the play. Hardest hit baseball by a Durham Bolt tonight ends in and out. Wilkerson has gone one time through the lineup with nobody in. One hit, one walk, the only base runners. Back to Tristan Peters, who also flied to center. That started the ball game. Strike in there, curveball at 77. And the pitch he throws very often, just right around 7% of the time. Shows it to strike the second time through and then gasses up a cutter with good movement. Seems like a fastball out of the hand after the slow curve. There's the 0-2. Wilkerson has not seen very many of the Durham Bulls batters in his career, even though he has been around for quite a bit. There's his 1-2 pitch to Peters. And a backhand snag by Prieto. One ops to throw smartly to Jordan and a good pick at first base. That is a fantastic play from Cesar. That was hit on a barrel. One dive to your right. Get up and throw. Solid play over there. Knowing the throwing angle, going to bounce one through and two up and two down for the third straight frame for Wilkerson. Only man in lineup today, Everson Pereira, to have seen Wilkerson lifetime. That was one off Crooks and back to the screen. He was 1-for-3 with two strikeouts in his career, the right-handed batter. It's finally that pitch. Nothing at two. Change up at 84. We will have a challenge here. First challenge for Durham tonight. The Redbirds are 0-for-1, as are the Bulls. There's two challenges left, one for each team, and Durham has another batter down in a two-strike hole. Oh, 2 pitch. Fly ball, shallow center. This is going to work. It falls for a base hit. Barrera has his second hit in 5 at-bats against Wilkerson. It's the second hit of the night. First true hit. The other one was a Bob Seymour triple that was lost in the lights. And here is Seymour again. Good piece of hitting from Rivera just to stick the bat out. Find one with 2 strikes. Now run it first with Jordan covering him. That's a loud sound to right center field. Church on the run and makes the basket catch. Good speed of the infield. Works that time for Wilkerson. He's gone 3 scoreless as Church tracks this one down. He's to a 4th there when we return for the 3rd.
Hey, yo. Let's go.
Prospect rankings for both teams. Just a handful for the Durham Bulls. Williams, Morgan, and Keegan in the lineup tonight for Durham. All over the place for the Memphis Redbirds. Including Nathan Church, who ran that ball down in the gap to end the top of this 3rd inning. Matt Lloyd at the plate, 9-hole hitting designated hitter for the Memphis Redbirds. Fizz tries to give Harold Wilkerson some run support here in the 3rd inning. He's gone 3 scoreless on 51 pitches. Swing and miss, nothing in 2. Brian Van Vell has been very solid here in his Durham Bulls debut. His 3rd AAA team of this season. That's a chopper foul. 1 strikeout so far for him. 2 outs on the ground. 2 in the air. Lloyd then for Mean and Weatherholt. 1 base hit allowed for the right-handed pitcher. Defense has 2 errors behind him. Outside. Or the DH has shown his defensive utility over the last couple of weeks. Time at left field, time at first base, even a start at second base on the road trip. Takes that outside, 2-2. Swing and miss. It's that changeup again. Same pitch that got Prieto gets Lloyd. Both strikeouts against left-handed hitting. There's one out in this 3. course, really good opportunity to strike out left-handed hitters when there are eight of them in the lineup tonight.
Well, is Jordan the only right-handed hitter?
Should say, Vermeulen is at the plate.
He's right-handed as well. Seven of the nine Redbirds. Redbirds for a while had just two right-handed hitters on the roster in Baker and Gavin Collins. Then added Blaze Jordan, of course, acquired at the deadline. Now Vermeulen back here at AAA after he was recently optioned. 0-2 count. Jose, an infield single, reached second on a throwing error. Back in the first inning, and was stranded there. Inside. Jose, before he was recalled, was the most consistent and productive Redbirds player. Spent a good chunk of the time up there, though. Solid one on the ground. Another backhand chance for Williams. Stronger throw this time. And it's held on to by Seymour. Almost an identical ground ball off the batter for me. And this time 6-3 to put out. There's two away. Last time Weatherhead came to the plate, he flied to the warning track in left field. Steps to the dish now. Top prospect in that St. Louis Cardinals system. You like those numbers. It was the SoFi Ambitious Player of the Month for the Memphis Redbirds in July. Okay. Quite a full month just yet here at AAA. He sent to Memphis right before the All-Star break, played a couple of games, and went to the Futures game. And already has six AAA home runs. Nobody on, two outs, and an 0-2 pitch. Outside. Late start to this ball game has us in the bottom of the third inning. We're in 15-minute rain delay. Got it started at 8 o'clock. There's the 1-2. On the ground to the right side, it's the second baseman, Westbrook. And a 1-2-3 inning for Van Bell. We head to the fourth. Still no score here in downtown Memphis. From now, we make our FanDuel Sports Network Midwest debut along with the Memphis Redbirds and Durham Bulls. 6:30 pregame coverage for a 6:45 first pitch. Quinn Matthews gets the start. J.J. Weatherholt expected to be in the lineup.
downtown Memphis, just a couple of feet away from the historic Peabody Hotel. Aaron Wilkerson is dominating. What else is new? Three innings of scoreless baseball for him. Two hits, one walk. He has struck out three. His first pitch to Dominic Keegan. Number 11 prospect in the Tampa Bay Rays system, as we just saw. And with how many, I should say how few, my ball right field playable for Nathan Church. How short the list of prospects is for the Durham Bulls really puts in perspective how well and how much they've done with the sum of the group that they do have. To be 21 games above 500 with just four of those prospects in the top 30, as we just showed you last half inning. It's been pretty impressive. Morgan Ensberg has done a great job as manager in his second season in AAA, seventh season overall. Here's Trey Morgan. It's that one in the air. Ball not flying tonight. Still thick air with the rainstorm that passed through and no wind to help. Two quick outs for Wilkerson in this fourth inning. Fly to right and a fly to center. Here's Carson Williams. Williams struck out looking in the second inning. Signed an adventure throwing the baseball at shortstop tonight. That's a high fastball, cut on and missed, 89 miles an hour. Quickly, nothing at two. Wilkerson lives in this spot. Been there all but twice tonight. Has not been behind on the count, just the one walk. Well, Tanner Murray, two outs in the second inning. His 0-2 pitch to Williams. Two outs here in the fourth. It's on the corner, and it's strike three. First 1-2-3 frame for Wilkerson. He scored us through four as we head to the bottom half of this fourth inning. International League second half standings here on this Tuesday night. Syracuse Mets have surpassed the Scranton Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders, half game in front of them. Indianapolis still in the hunt, and then a good separation. Durham Bulls 6.5 games back and in fourth place. All of them fighting for the right to take on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp in the playoffs. Come after the final week of the regular season in late September. One hopping right to Williams, the shortstop, playing behind the bag at the shift.
Church good credit hustling down the line, but he's thrown out. Went away. Ryan Von Bell is impressed to his new teammates and organization. In a third scoreless for him, just one hit allowed. He's not walked anybody. Two strikeouts, a lot of soft contact in play. Two throwing errors behind him. As Crooks at the plate with nobody on, one out in this fourth inning. Round out the second of his own, back to end that first frame. Swing and miss. That change up is pretty close. All three strikeouts falling off the table to left-handed hitting. Sharp, violent, and late. Here's Blaze Jordan. He gets an ovation from a lot of friends and family at the fourth plank tonight. His return home. After his entire professional career previously spent in the Red Sox organization, he takes one inside. This one will be challenged by Keegan. Durham has one challenge left, and they use it here. And we'll keep it just barely. Clips that inside corner. Blaze reached on a throwing error to strike the second inning. He was stranded at first base. That's low. Blaze acquired for Steven Matz at the trade deadline. Outside away, a guy that was so highly touted out of DeSoto Central High School that he reclassified instead of the 2021 draft. He went into the draft in 2020 after he won a couple home run derbies in 2019 and 20, showcasing his fantastic power. 1-2 pitch. Chops out one foul. Played in the Under Armour All-American game in 2019 as well. One, two. Adling here.
Hit the net right underneath it.
And an interesting comp that he told Baseball America when he was still in high school back in 2019. He really grew up watching and comparing swings and philosophy with Miguel Cabrera. Fly ball toward left. Trey Morgan will track it down and end the inning. We are scoreless still through four innings here in downtown Memphis. The only difference on the scoreboard in the hit column. We come back to the fourth after this.
Please just tell the doctor.
Coors Light Chill Zone utilized tonight to stay dry during that rain delay. Place where you can get an all-you-can-eat buffet, beer, wine, and so much more. A couple pool tables in there as well. That's fun. Head on over to MemphisRedbirds.com or scan the QR code on your screen to get tickets. 23 home games after play here tonight. Round ball toward third in the first pitch of the inning. For me, and a throw to Jordan, who stretches for the out. Already retired 5-3. Wilkerson, 4 1/3 of shutout baseball here as he'll face Jamie Westbrook. Jose always smiling. Westbrook struck out swinging in the second inning. Redbirds will challenge this one. Challenge from Jimmy Crooks. Memphis 0-for-1 on challenges tonight. And 0-for-2. They cannot challenge another pitch the rest of the ballgame. 4 strikeouts for Wilkerson. He's gotten Williams twice looking. Herrera to swing and miss in the first, and Westbrook to swing and miss in the second. 1-0 pitch. Down the left field line. It's hooking but falling, and fair. Picked up by Kaepernick. He'll lob and throw to Weatherholt, the cutoff man. A stand-up double with one out for Westbrook. Second extra base hit. First runner in scoring position since the first. Now with a fastball low and in. Able to get the hands in and around it. Westbrook has two bases. RBI chance for 9-hole hitting DH Kenny Piper. 19th double of the year for Westbrook. Swing and miss. Didn't mean to, but did on a cutter. That's just foul. Right-handed hitter out of Columbia College in Missouri. 18th round pick back in 2021, 26 years old. Fourth professional season. 0-2 count on him. Outside with a slider, it's 1-2. Last year in Double-A with Montgomery, missed really the first month and a half on the injured list, then played about a month and a half with them, promoted to Durham at the end of July. Played in 29 games for the Bulls, that's outside. 2-2. Pop straight up. Third base side, right on the railing. Off the top of the dugout. Wilkerson reaches 66 pitches. Redbirds bullpen starting to get their arms and legs loose out there. One man throws a weighted ball against the wall. Now they're doing some armbands. 2-2 pitch. Hard on the ground and foul. We'll do it again. Piper uses his timeout. That should get the second out of the frame if they could find it. Siani called off by Weatherhold attracts it. And there's two away. Don't often see the shortstop call off the center fielder on that angle, but JJ had the best speed, most confident at it, and is rewarded with the putout. Back to the top of the order, and Tristan Peters with the runner at second base and two out. Peters 0 for 2, fly ball to center, ground down to second. Swing and miss. Maybe a piece of that slider. Wilkerson in his time with Louisville, while he was consistent in giving the bat starts, it was a philosophy of that organization that a starting pitcher rarely, if ever, goes past five innings. So not a ton of pitches in any game this season for Wilkerson. Part of the reason why last time he was here, when he did go eight shutout, he tossed his 78 pitches and did not see another frame. Here's his 71st, his 0-2, it's upstairs. Hung on to by Jimmy Crooks, and his strikeout ends the fifth. That's five now for Aaron Wilkerson. He is not allowed to run through five. We are halfway through the ballgame in downtown Memphis without a score.
Fans in the
Head on over to the Memphis Redbirds team store for the latest caps, t-shirts, jerseys, novelties, and so much more. Memphis Redbirds team store at memphisredbirds.com. The QR code on your screen or here at the ballpark. Yes, you can get that upside-down Redbirds cap. There's even an upside-down Chicks cap and a couple others. So many hats available in the team store. To get yours now before and while supplies last. Matt Kaperniak leads off this fifth inning. Redbirds and Durham Bulls held scoreless so far. Each team with a couple chances with runners in scoring position. Redbirds stranded runners at second base in the first and second. Durham has done it with one at third in the first and one at second last inning. But neither team has had more than one runner on base at any given time. This was just one hit. 0-2. Just off the plate. Fastball at 89. The changeup has been the best swing and miss pitch. All three strikeouts on it. Brooks, Prieto, and Lloyd. Went to it there, and it's taken 2-2. Right-hander tosses in the Memphis bullpen as Aaron Wilkerson has gone five scoreless. One of the new right-handed pitchers for the Redbirds. Ground ball towards second. A busy night for Westbrook defensively. He throws at Kaperniak. Here's Cesar Prieto has struck out. Oh, 2. Fly ball to left field, and that's Trey Morgan. Two more quick outs for Van Pelt, who has worked 4 2/3 and has thrown just 61 pitches. Here's Michael Ciotti with two outs and nobody on. Right-handed pitcher has now retired 10 straight. Since the fielder's choice off the bat of Matt Kaperniak, so when you count that, it's 11 in a row without reaching safely. Only base runner to earn his way on was the first batter of the game. A couple errors since. Ciani with the ground ball to second base. Let's pop straight up. Got a catch by someone on the four times. He made a trip to the team store before the game. He's got three or four hats. A nice clean wrap to keep them dry from the rain. And now has the baseball to go with it. 0-2 pitch. Just off the plate. Durham does have one challenge left. They don't use it. Smartly so. It was low and away. See if Ciani can stay hot here. On the ground and foul. He saves a line.
Tampa Bay fans and front office has to be happy with what they've gotten in the deadline trade with the Reds so far. Van Bell, his first appearance, if you're just joining us, is here tonight with his new team and organization. Not going to blow you away, but he's got some good stuff from that right side. Another 1-2 pitch. Swing and miss, strike three, fastball just under 90 miles an hour off the plate. Siani swings and misses. And another 1-2-3 for the right-hander, Van Gogh. 3-5 in Memphis. No score, each team with nothing. Five more games on WMC Plus this season, starting with Thursday. Turnbull is in town for game three of the series. One against Gwinnett, one against the Rochester Red Wings, and then two in the final week of the regular season as the St. Paul Saints come to town. One of the newest right-handed pitchers for the Memphis Redbirds, Osvaldo Berrios, a right-hander on the mound, makes his Memphis Redbirds debut and AAA debut for this season. Signed out of the Frontier League back in June of last year. 9 game for the Gateway Grizzlies there. Now here with the Memphis Redbirds out of Puerto Rico. Harrison Pereira takes a strike. Peoria mostly that last season. Began this season with Springfield. Works with a 5-pitch mix. 4-seam fastball, curveball, slider, splitter, and a sweeper. 25-year-old right-handed pitcher. His first appearance as a Memphis Redbird. That's inside. You can hear the effort coming from the mound. Fastball in there that time at 94 miles an hour. That's tap foul. Final line for the right-handed pitching Aaron Wilkerson does not allow a run. In 5 innings of work, he walks one, strikes out 5, and 3 hits against. Hanging breaking ball on the line just past the dive of Cesar Prieto. Base hit. Pereira is 2 for 3. He has 2 of the 4 base hits for Durham tonight. Leadoff base runner on for the first time for the Bulls. See if they could do anything with it. Dangerous part of their order at the plate. Bob Seymour steps in. for a triple and a fly ball to right. Oh, two count. See where they go. They go to first. Back with a dive is Pereira. Turnham, while not a lot of opportunity, is not trying to steal a base tonight. Pereira just the third man to run at first base. Himself back in the third, and the walk to Murray back in the second. He'll take off here. Throw down. It's great, the tag, and he got him. Jimmy Crooks, don't run on him. Seems like two or three times a week he'll throw out a base runner. He has yet another. He's in the mid-20s in caught stealing against this season. That is the 27th runner he was thrown out at second base this year. That is fantastic numbers. That's on the corner. It's strike three very quickly. From a leadoff base runner, nobody out. To two outs and nobody on. Throw him out on one pitch. Next pitch, you freeze him. First triple A strikeout for the right-hander Berrios. Just inside, Dominic Keegan at the plate. Ground down to short. Fly to right. And a hard hit baseball into left center field of base hit. Here's Trey Morgan. Fly ball left field line. This one will get out of play. Is that John Morant? Oh, and count on Morgan. Outside. Trey has grounded his second and five to center. Both of those against Aaron Wilkerson. He goes five scoreless. Now it's Berrios, first inning out of the bullpen. This one playable in left field for Matt Kupierniak, right in front of the track. He has out number three. Scoreless first inning of AAA action for Osvaldo Berrios. We have no score after five and a half. Thank you.
23 games left, four different teams come to town for the rest of this 2025 campaign. Get your single game tickets now at memphisredbirds.com/tickets or at the QR code on your screen. Durham in town for five more the rest of this week. Then it's the Gwinnett Stripers for six, Rochester Red Wings for six, and the St. Paul Saints for the final six this season. There's three more homestands after this week. 1-0 pitch to Matt Lloyd as he fouls that one off the catcher Keegan. Lloyd finishes the second time through the order. That has been perfect thus far for Van Bell. Last base runner to reach safely was Blaze Jordan on a throwing error to lead off the second inning. Outside, no action in the Durham bullpen. Don't need it with him at just 68 pitches. Once in there, Birds don't have a challenge the rest of the way. It's 2-2. Ty Krause has been very good behind the plate tonight. That one was in the zone as well. Lloyd went in four strikeouts for Van Bell on the changeup low and away. Go outside with a fastball at 89. It's a full count. Deep breath, the 3-2 pitch. Served down the left field line. It goes on to the bluff. Only a slight choke up on the full count pitch. Takes one low and in. It's ball four. Redbirds have their first walk. Memphis had leadoff base runners in the first and second innings. They could not score them. Of course, they stranded both at second base. They have the top of the order to play now. Jose Fermin, an infield base hit. And slowing away with a breaking ball. Both of Jose's plate appearances have been on the ground toward the shortstop, Williams. That's just low and a bit outside. Another sinker at 90 miles an hour. This is the point of the game where the score really starts to dictate how games end, really for both teams. On the ground toward third, this could start one. Murray on to Westbrook, and the throw held the bag was Seymour. A 5-4-3 double play to erase the leadoff walk. Vermeen doesn't ground into many, just can't beat that one out. There's two away. Murray to Westbrook to Seymour on a good scoop. Here's J.J. Weatherhorn. Inside. Rolls over on that one, taps it to the pitcher, underhand toss to Seymour, and another inning facing the minimum. You've heard this before, we're scoreless, this time through six. We go to the seventh on MILB.TV.
Hey, DM up, here we go. Come on.
I don't want to recap. I'll show it to you anyway. No score through six innings. Van Bell has been fantastic. One hit, one walk in his Durham Bulls and Tampa Bay Rays organizational debut. Aaron Wilkerson was great through five for the Memphis Redbirds. He has given way to Osvaldo Berrios in his Redbirds debut tonight. Struck out one, allowed two hits. Scored a sixth inning. He's out there for the seventh. Faces Carson Williams. 6-7-8 portion of the Durham Bulls order. Swing and a miss. So nothing in two. Williams has struck out twice, both looking and both against Aaron Wilkerson. 2-5 strikeouts for the right-handed pitcher. On the ground, up the middle, and into center field, a base hit. After just three hits against Wilkerson in five innings, Durham has three hits in the last inning plus. Bruce bullpen starts to move. Odonye Mosqueda working in that bullpen after that one kicked off the mound. Here's a lefty. On the ground. Oh, my goodness, what a snag for me. And only played at first. It takes plays off the bag. He's safe. Snow cone to no bone, no out on the play. And for the first time in this game, somebody has more than one runner on base. First and second. Trying to kind of flick that thing over to first. Murray may have beat that one out anyway. And to rule that one a base hit for now. And they've got a man picked off. Williams in a rundown between second and third. Three throws. Now Weatherly going to have to get rid of it. Tag applied. They didn't even tag him. Jimmy Crooks cut that baseball off from Prieto, who was at the bag. Couple of things went wrong on that play. Too many throws with four. And then the wrong guy making the play to tag. Another look with this great angle. Williams does his best, Josh Harrison, and is safe at third. If Prieto catches that, he's out. He's out anyway. Tagged him on the arm. Third base umpire, Denver Dangerfield. Waved him safe. Infield comes in, scoreless ball game, two in scoring position, no out, top seven. And that one gets through Crooks. They don't know where the ball is, and Williams doesn't move. just standing there flat-footed at third base. He had no idea, neither did Jimmy Crooks, and Redbirds somehow stay scoreless and even. He just kind of stands there. He has no idea where it is. Third base coach didn't help him out either. Same situation. Here's Westbrook with a 1-0 count on him. Fly ball deep to right center field. This will at least get one home. Church tracks it down. Bottoms it. Not caught. It hit the wall. This is going to be a stand-up double. Having to hold at second was Murray to tag. He gets to third. And the Bulls, on a wacky seventh inning, take a 1-0 lead. Someone find the moon. It might be full. First off, good run to barrel it to deep right center. 96 miles an hour off the bat. And that one definitely dropped or went off the wall. Either way, a double. Williams can score easily. Tough play on a long run from Church. 1-0 Durham here with two in scoring position again. Still nobody out. Here's Piper. Single, single, and double in this inning. Murray at third base. Westbrook with an RBI two-bagger at second. All of this with the bottom four in the order. Swing and miss. Piper will fly to center, pop out to short. Good spot. Durham has a challenge left. Why not use it? We will have no challenges remaining in this ball game. Only one challenge in five attempts has been overturned tonight. Durham 1-for-3. The Redbirds 0-for-2. Just a piece to stay alive, and Crooks took the brunt of that. Krause will toss. Barrios a new baseball. Osvaldo out of his first complete scoreless inning at AAA has now allowed a run before and out in his second frame. 1-2 pitch. That one tagged towards center field. Playable for Ciani. Continues to drift. Makes the catch. His throw goes to third. He's got a good arm, but this one's offline. Sack fly for Kenny Piper. Brings home his 20th run of the season and doubles the Durham advantage. Westbrook advances to third base. He's in sacrifice territory for the top of the order. And Johnson walks out of the dugout. He has a lefty awaiting in the bullpen for the left-handed hitting Peters. And will likely ask for Odanye Mosqueda to come into the ballgame. A two-run top of the seventh for Durham. They're not done yet. Just one out, runner at third base, and a lefty from the bullpen.
Left-hander Vanya Mosqueda trying to get out of this seventh inning down two runs and a runner at third base. Lefty at the plate with one out. That's the top of the order in Tristan Peters, who's 0 for 3. Vanya having a very good first campaign in a St. Louis Cardinals organizational uniform. After back-to-back years in the AL East, farmhand at least, Red Sox and Yankees. This is the AAA team for the Tampa Bay Rays. The infield will play in again. 2-0 advantage for Durham, looking to add on with that runner at third base. Left on left, the pitch.
Pretty high.
Odonier skips one in. Skater had a streak of 8 consecutive scoreless appearances snapped early in the series. Last homestand against the Gwinnett Stripers. He has since started a new one. Breaking ball misses. He's missed with his first 3 out of the bullpen. No runs in his last 2. Made 3 appearances in Norfolk. 3-0 pitch. That's in there, 3-1. 41st appearance of the season. Lefty's hitting just .153 against him. He's allowed just 5 of his 27 inherited runners to score. Tough task here with the runner at third and one out. 3-1. On a long corner. First, it's in and out of the glove of Fermin. Oh, baby, what a play. Line shot up the middle, and he leaves his feet. Want to know where he can play defense? Answer anywhere. Playing in at short there. Another look at the snag. Right into the living room and into the glove of J.J. Weatherhole. Now they can play normal depth with 2 outs, Everson Pereira at the plate. That's up and away. Those kind of plays that can keep your team in a ball game. Part of the Memphis order due up next in the bottom half. And as they look to answer, we'll likely see a new pitcher. It's a right-hander tosses for Durham in their bullpen. But Mosqueda has to get the final out to make that play. Stan Lawrence. Left-hander at Seymour does await on deck. But Lee gave you his numbers earlier, 26 bombs and 83 driven in. 2-0. Fly ball well hit, right field, drifting back, sprinting back. Church is at the wall. It is gone. An opposite field home run for Everson Pereira, his 20th home run of the season. It doubles the Durham lead, and it's 4-0. A 90-mile-an-hour sinker right on the black and to the barrel of the bat for Pereira. It's 4-0. 3 of those 4 runs stretched to Osvaldo Berrios in his AAA debut of this season.
Here's Bob Seymour. Breaking ball popped up behind the plate, out of play. Well, Durham did not lead after six. They effectively do. They lead heading into the bottom of the seventh inning. When leading after six frames this year, the Durham Bulls are 44-5 on the campaign. That'll get the job done. Fly ball down the left field line, out of play. 18-37 when tied or trailing after six. But a big four-run lead here after two singles and a double stride in the frame, a sacrifice fly, and then a two-run home run. Swing and miss for strike three to end the inning. Durham with the 4-1, top of the seventh. It's time to stretch. Redbirds will relax and try to come back to the bottom half.
I love you.
With two great runs, two millions, here in the Tennessee Lottery retailer for Powerball to Mega Millions. Powerball drawing set every Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday. Mega Millions every Tuesday and Friday, so step up to the plate and play today. The Tennessee Education Lottery is proud to support your Memphis Redbirds and proud to have raised more than $7.8 billion to support education programs for students across the state of Tennessee. Redbirds trail 4-0, bottom seven. First pitch in there for a strike. Nathan Church, Jimmy Crooks, Blaze Jordan at the plate in the seventh inning. 3-4-5 portion of their order. Thankful to see a new pitcher. It's right-hander Connor Siebold after six scoreless from Ryan Van Bell. Well, just one hit and walked one. He struck out four. That's low.
Yeah, I'll be cool.
On the ground and in the center field, a base hit. Nathan Church is 1-for-3. And the Redbirds have their first hit since their first hitter of the game. First ball to find out field grounds in this game for Redbirds bats. Here's Jimmy Crooks.
On the ground, similar spot into right center. Back-to-back hits to strike this seventh inning. The Redbirds have him at the corners, and Jordan coming into play. Mentioned after the Weatherholt diving catch last inning that if they could just keep it close, he'd have the right portion of the order against the new pitcher coming up. They weren't able to keep it as close as they would have liked, but now please, Jordan B. sit here, puts the tying run at the plate, and the hot hitting Matt Kaperniak on deck. Biggest spot as a Redbird thus far in the young tenure of Blaze Jordan. Don't necessarily need one of those 500-foot home runs right now, but you'll take a little bloop base hit. That's almost to the screen. A good stop on the backhand from Keegan. Plays 0 for 2, reached on an error, and has flied to left. Bounce that one off, 1 and 2. Right-handed hitter grew up just south of here in South Haven. First game at AutoZone Park in his career. 1-2 pitch. Little flare falling quickly. It is into the glove of Pereira. Going to the plate is late. Nathan Church has scored in a sacrifice fly. Fourth RBI for Blaze Jordan in a Redbirds uniform. Redbirds are on the board. Nice play from Pereira out there and right. Just able to make the catch on a sliding dive. But keeps the tying run on deck. Here's Kaperniak. Twenty-ninth AAA RBI overall for Blaze this season. There's Matt. Fielder's choice, stolen base, and a ground out to second. He takes one outside. Church stays at first base. Should say Crook stays at first. Church scored. That's just low. Either team will challenge left the rest of the way. Redbirds do have a man ready in the bullpen for the top of the eighth. Gerson Moreno. Two and one. Is our three. Joe represents that tag run. He's on deck. He's 0 for 2 today. Remember, it's working against Connor Siebold, who has an ERA just under 7 at AAA this season. Swing and miss, big hack. Full count. Siebold with a whip just under 1.5 has allowed two runners to reach. Lead off and no out singles. And that is just in off the plate. It's ball four. Tying run does get to the dish in Prieto. Crooks runs at second base. Kaperniak at first. Cesar. He has 8 home runs this season. His next hit will be his 100th. He pops that one straight up. Foul territory. Third baseman Murray makes the catch, and that's 2 away. Now Siani. Lead field fly with that ball being foul ground. Runner's still hurt. Siani. Michael has grounded out to second and has struck out. Both of those against Van Dell. See if he can find a flair for the dramatic. Hitting much better against right-handed pitching than lefties. Bounce it away. 6 of his 7 home runs, 27 of his 29 RBIs against right-handed pitching. Coming off a series where he reached base 11 times in 22 plate appearances and drove in 4, including a home run. Bounce it away, it's an 0-2 hole. And Brits have scored their first run of the game in this 7th inning. A Blaze Jordan sacrifice fly to play Nathan Church. They want more. 0-2. Line drive, but foul down the left field line. Suppose a changeup just off the plate. Siani struck out on a fastball off the plate to end the 5th inning against Van Bell, one of his 4. It's Seabold in his first inning of work out of the bullpen, ready to deliver his 20th pitch of the inning. At just a piece, Siani stays alive again. That time a sweeper in on the hands. Tried to saw him off. Did, but it's off the back leg. To 1-2 out, 0-2 count. Redbirds down 3 in the 7th. Just a piece of a great battle here from Michael Siani. He has fouled off every single pitch of this plate appearance. Seabold started him off with a couple of four-seam fastballs. Then it was a changeup at 84, a sweeper at 80, and another fastball at 94. 5 pitches, 5 fouls. The 6th offering. Swung on and missed for strike 3. 94 above the zone. Seabold finds a way to allow the minimum. Redbirds are on the board. It's 4-1-7 in Memphis. All the action in that 7th inning, 4 runs for the Durham Bulls in the top half. Redbirds answered with a run in the bottom half of the inning. Gerson Moreno makes his first appearance as Memphis Redbird at the top of this 8th inning. He faces the 4-5-6 portion of the Durham Bulls order, trying to keep it at a 3-run deficit. Durham all of a sudden has 9 hits after they had just 3 through 5. Three of the runs charged to Berrios, a run charged on the home run to Odanya Mosqueda. Moreno signed from Indy Ball a couple of days ago. He's no stranger to Triple A, 1-2 pitch. Coming up next after the swing and miss. He's a Triple A All-Star back in 2023 with the Rochester Red Wings. 29-year-old right-handed pitcher. His first appearance in the Cardinals organization. Swing and miss for strike 3. K is the first man he sees out of the plan. It's Dominic Keegan is right at the 8th. Right-hander Moreno did pitch with the Las Vegas Aviators last season. Oakland A's organization. Out of the Dominican Republic, born in 1995. That's off the mask of foot plate umpire, Ty Krause. Right to the chops. Time in the Tiger system, national system. Long time with Detroit. He signed with them as an international free agent back in 2012. He's been all the way up through the 2022 season with them. 10 full years with Detroit in their organization. There's a tapper to the right side. Trey Morgan is 0-for-4. Just the one season with the Nationals. Year with the Athletics in their minor league system. And now, after the first 4 months in Indy Ball, he signs with the Memphis Redbirds Cardinals. That's fouled off. That has been fantastic, though, in the Dominican Winter League the last handful of years. Has not had an ERA above 3.18. That includes a season of a 0 ERA in 15 games. And another one with a 1.93 with 17 appearances. With the Estrellas Orientales. That's outside. 2-1 to Carson Williams. Williams started the 4-run rally for Durham in that 7th inning. Leadoff base hit. Scored the Jamie Westbrook double off the wall and right. He's 1-for-3. Single and 2 Ks. 2-2 count on him. Edwards will have 9-1 and 2 due up in the 8th, currently trailing and chasing 3. To tilt. Just a piece. Moreno a strikeout and a ground down in his first inning with the Redbirds. 2-2. That's into the Memphis dugout. Swing and miss, 4-3, 94-mile-an-hour sinker right by him. 2 K's and a 1-2-3 Redbirds debut for Moreno. Bottom of the eighth when we come back. Just two more fireworks shows left in this 2025 campaign this Saturday, and then three Saturdays from now. Get your tickets at MemphisRedbirds.com or scan the QR code on your screen for the best fireworks in all of baseball. And Lloyd looking to stretch some fireworks for the Redbirds in this bottom of the eighth inning. Redbirds scored their first run in the bottom of the seventh. A Blaze Jordan sacrifice fly. Bouncing ball just fouled out of the right field line. Lloyd has led off from inning all three times he's been at the plate. A strikeout in the third, a walk in the sixth, and now here in the eighth. It's a force out on a 5-4-3 double play in the sixth inning after his walk. Seabold back out there, allowed a run on two hits and a walk last inning. Here's his 0-2. That's low and away. It's 1-2 with a changeup. Two, two, just missed. It's a good fastball from Seabold, a lot of ride to it. Struck out Michael Ciani on that pitch upstairs to strand two and put an end to the threat with the tying run at the plate. Last inning. Can't sneak that fastball by Lloyd, though. Full count. It's out the order for me and on deck. One of hard hit balls on the ground off his bat and his return to AAA. Yeah, Lloyd chokes up again and takes that outside. He's walked for the second time. Redbirds have walked in three straight innings. A leadoff runner aboard for the third straight frame. Jose 1-for-3 has a hit. That was his first at bat back at the first.
Takes one up and in. Love to have J.J. Weatherholt and Nathan Church at the plate, representing those tying and possibly lead runs. Mean can get on safely here, they'll do just that. That's in there, a strike, 1-1. Jose coming in, batting 308. Also led the team in stolen bases before he was called up by the Cardinals. That's outside, another backhand snag from Keegan. He's been really good at keeping the ball in front of him tonight. Rare times the Red Bulls have had a runner on base. There's three hits and on with two errors as well. Their third walk still runs at first base. Swing and miss, he's led on 93, 2-2. Jose, not a ton of action up with the big club, so we'll get some leeway here to recalibrate. Here's the 2-2. Off his fists, he stays alive. Steady diet of fastballs. Lefty Weatherholt on deck. 2-2. Fly ball, right field line. This is a long run for Pereira. Can he get there? He slides and makes a fantastic catch. My goodness. Everson Pereira having himself a ball game. Three hits and a two-run homer at the plate. And this unbelievable sprinting, sliding catch for the first out of the inning. He had to go 5 miles for that one. There's Weatherholt. Tying run still on deck. AJ's 0 for 3. Lloyd takes off. Throw to second is in time. They got him. Now all of a sudden there's two outs and nobody on base. Ball beats Lloyd quite a bit, and the tag is on the thigh. Just beats him. Got a restrike with two with their two-hole man at the plate. Swing and miss on one. Interesting place to try to steal second here. Trying to build and find momentum. On 2 count. JJ doesn't have many offers to his line at AAA. He does right now. That's one strike to work with to change it. Swing and miss for strike 3. He's down on strikes. And that is the Redbird 8th inning. We go to the top of the 9th inning. It's still a 3-1 deficit. It's
But two great orders to Missouri and Sandy, Tennessee lottery retailer. Play Powerball and Mega Millions. Powerball drawings out every Monday, Tuesday, and Saturday. Mega Millions every Wednesday and Friday. So step up to the plate and play today. Jack Ralston, right-hander, comes on for the top of this ninth inning. And it's trailed by three. The Bruins have now used four guys out of that bullpen after Aaron Wilkerson gave them five strong innings. Oswaldo Berrios allowed three runs on five hits, struck out one in an inning and a third. Odania Mosqueda, a run on a home run in two-thirds of an inning. Gerson Moreno with a perfect eighth with two strikeouts and now rested here. Tanner Marriott at the plate. Bottom third of the order, top of the ninth, as Durham looks for insurance. Durham bullpen has been pretty unbeatable all season. Mentioned the stat earlier that they're 44-5 and leading after six. This one's going to go out of play. Oh, 2 to Murray. On the ground. Backhand from Weatherhill. 1 foot on the outfield grass. Throws offline. No tag. And it looks like Murray is a little shaken up there, or maybe just still trying to regain balance from the slide. And we'll place the tag on him. He is called safe. As we take another look. Just able to get the left paw on that base. Was just Yule stepping the first base coach. A little ginger action there. Runner at first base to lead off the ninth inning on an infield base hit. That is the 10th hit for Durham today. Murray on for the third time. A walk and now two hits. Here's Westbrook. He has doubled twice, including an RBI double in that four-run seventh. That's in there. 1-1. Triple O debut stint for Ralston here. This is his seventh appearance. He's been really good in his last three. No runs allowed. One of the handful of UCLA Bruins on this staff. That's a fair ball down the left field line. It slowly moves toward the corner. They're going to send it to Murray. On the relay, and that one's passed by Crooks. A fantastic throw from Weatherholt and a relay as well on the front end from Kaperniak. It's away from Crooks. On to third goes Westbrook. He has three doubles and two runs batted in. That's able to keep that one fair down the left field line. It's 5-1. No save situation for Durham pitching. And, of course, unless they keep Seabold in, how close would this have been?
Very close if he catches that. Narrow strike. Kenny Piper at the plate with a runner at third base. I do give an error on that one, of course, to allow Westbrook to get to third base. Tough throwing error on Weatherholt. Infield plays in. Piper sacrifice fly in the seventh inning. Ball in the air will get the job done again here. Check swing, a play to first, did not go, just barely holds up. David Arrieta, crew chief, the first base umpire, wave safe. Yeah. 2-2. This one might be playable. It goes off the screen. Lead off single, double, and a throwing error has Westbrook at third. Run in this drum at ninth inning. And a 3-2 count on the nine-hole hitting Piper. Swing and miss for strike three. Good action on a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. And Ralston has his first out. Fly ball to right center field. That's Siani to make the catch. Good strong throw toward the plate, but it's late. Peters with a sacrifice fly to bring home Westbrook. And makes it a 6-1 lead. Peters has something to salvage from this game despite going 0-4 his 50-yard run behind the season. Westbrook scores after his double. Swing and miss from Pereira. Nothing to do. Their homework. Hi. Barrow, 2-run home run in that 4-1 seventh inning. Also has two singles to his name and a couple sliding catches. Behind the count, no balls and two strikes. Here we go. If it's Charlie by five, we'll have 3-4-5, two up next half inning. Same combo that scored a run in the seventh. And he did it again, 2-2. Energy at the ballpark. He's got the spatula. He's letting everybody know. Swing and miss, strike three, gas upstairs. Two strikeouts for Austin in the inning. He does allow two runs. Drum pads their lead. They lead 6-1, bottom nine. When we come back. Left-hander Joe Locke trying to close out this ball game. No save situation with his team scoring two in the top half of this ninth inning. They lead by five. That was the 3-4-5 portion of the Memphis Redbirds order. Nathan Church, who led off the seventh inning with a base hit. Jimmy Crooks, who singled later in that frame. And Blaze Jordan, who has driven in the lone Memphis Redbirds run with a sacrifice fly to right field. Church is 1-for-3. And bats against Rock, left on left. It'll be lefty, lefty, righty in that order for the Redbirds in this ninth inning. First pitch to Church. It's right down the middle. Rock has been used in a couple different situations. He started on occasion as well. And there was strike again. It's nothing at two. Got him in a trade from the Rockies start of last season. Seymour, they're going to have to get one over there. Church sprints it out. It's an infield base hit to strike the nine. He's 2-for-4 and continues to just boost those tallies in the statistical categories. That time of effort. Going to be a tough play no matter what once Seymour decided to try to field that baseball. There's Jimmy Crooks. He singled his last time. Church held on here by Seymour. Let's up it into it all. On the ground towards second, could be Westbrook. Williams, no throw to first. They settle for the first
and force out with a 5-run lead. Don't want to test and throw. And there's one away. First base for Blaze Jordan. Blaze has reached on an error and driven in a run with a sacrifice fly. Wade now has 4 RBIs in 4 games with Memphis. Why is that one foul down the right field line? It's 1-1. Fly ball rocketed towards center field. It hangs up for Peters, and that is out number 2. Blaze Jordan hits the ball right on the screws, but to one of the deepest parts of the ballpark. And it's final outside for the Memphis Redbirds. Here's Matt Kupierniak. Kupierniak is 0-for-2. He has reached on a fielder's choice. He's stolen a base and reached via walk. That's in there for a strike. With the loss, Redbirds will fall back to 500 at home, 25-25. They'll get to 7 games above 500 with their 50th loss of the season, 57-50, 16-18 in the second half. Durham gets to 12 games above 500 on the road, 31-19. 22 up overall, 64-42, and 19-12 to stay alive in the hunt for the second half crown. Kupierniak and the Redbirds down to their final strike with a 1-2 count. Crooks at first base, trailing by 5. All 7 runs in this game in the 7th inning or later. After 1-hour-15-minute rain delay, all is fouled away. Kick off this 6-game series. Same time, same place tomorrow, 6:45 first pitch. Curtis Taylor gets the ball for the Memphis Redbirds. Here's the 1-2 to Kupierniak. He slaps that one foul to stay alive. Oh, and a little smack Prieto in the on-deck circle. One-two pitch. Outside. Birds will also lose their 3rd consecutive game after they took 4 in a row to strike that road trip at Norfolk. 2 heartbreaking losses in walk-off fashion on Saturday and Sunday after they led by 2 heading into the bottom half of those innings. Ground ball towards 2nd. Fitting into this one, Westbrook with a ton of infield assists in this game. He tosses to Seymour and ends the ball game. Redbirds drop the opener of a 6-game series, 6-1. Durham Bulls improve to 64-42. Redbirds fall to 57-50. Memphis International Airport player of the game, Nathan Church. He went 2-for-4 with a pair of singles and a run score. Back here tomorrow, 6:45 first pitch. Pre-game coverage begins at 6:40 right here on MILB.TV. 4 Allen entire crew, thank you so much for watching Memphis Redbirds Baseball. Alex Quarles saying we will see you tomorrow night. If you bet $200 today, you see things first. Wait till you know it. If I see you not,